Good morning, everyone. My name is Sally Kalin, and you are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. Thank you for joining me today, everyone. This podcast is in the top 5% globally. I am so grateful for everyone listening, just me on this solo podcast. And I am just so thrilled that many of you have come to work with me and we are making changes in our relationships. Today's episode, I want to share with you the two signs. There are many signs, but I'm going to share two signs that if you're in a narcissistic relationship, that they're about to discard you. And I've been talking a lot about narcissists on my TikTok account. I started going on to TikTok about a few weeks ago, and I decided I needed to post a lot on this subject because it is something that I experienced. I know so many people have experienced the pain and suffering in these narcissistic relationships. And you just don't know the pain until you've lived in these experiences. The truth is, a narcissist isn't all bad. It is so difficult moving on and healing after a narcissistic relationship. And so I'm going to share quite a few podcasts on this. I think I did mention that in the last episode. I had a bit of a break because, like I say, I've been very busy. But I want you to pay attention to this if this is something you can relate to. There is so much I can say on this subject. So let's get into today's episode. The signs that your narcissist is about to discard you. First up, let's talk about the discarding. When you're in a narcissistic relationship, as you know, it's hot and cold, on again, off again. You go through a series of cycles all the time. The cycle being, it starts off with the love bombing part of the phase, and then it turns to the devaluing part of the phase. Then it goes to the discarding, and then the hoovering back around, right? Because they often want to come back. At some point, they realize that they had their grade A supply with you, and they do want to circle back. But here's the thing. When we're in these relationships, oftentimes it's tearing us down. It's eroding our self-esteem. But like me, like you, we probably are standing up to the narcissist as well and saying, look, this is unacceptable. I'm not going to keep putting up with this. And when we do gain a little bit of self-worth, self-respect for ourselves, and we really know, we start seeing the truth, the narcissist isn't going to like it. And they are going to start getting itchy feet. They need the struggle, they don't want anyone to see the truth of who they are. And so this is when they begin their little plan to find new supply. So let's talk the two signs. So the first sign I'm going to share today is they start picking fights with you more than normal. So you notice that they're just more antagonistic, even than just the normal gaslighting, the manipulating. There is more going on. It's as though you do the slightest thing that they don't like, and there is like an overreaction. They are really like just exaggerating everything. And why is this? Because they know in their minds somewhere that they're about to leave, or maybe they think you're going to leave, but they are definitely creating that unease in the relationship more than normal. And you can feel it in your body. Like when you're in these relationships, you actually do feel the feeling of the narcissist when he's about to like stack it. And you can feel that. So just notice, is he or she more argumentative? Are they picking fights more? Do you feel like you're going around the twist even more than normal? Because it is so destabilizing. These relationships, as you know, are incredibly difficult to navigate because you never know what is going to happen. So that's the first sign that you are about to be discarded. The second sign that you're about to be discarded in a narcissistic relationship is, well, I'm just thinking, what would be the best thing to say on this point? Because there are a number of things that show up as they're about to discard. But this is the one I feel is the most telling. They start acting like a victim in every way. They will start saying things to you such as, I have tried everything with you. You're never happy anymore. What is wrong with you? Everything starts becoming that, projecting back, blame shifting, but then, you know, I can't win. what is there for me in all this? They actually believe this, by the way. They actually are that deluded. They believe their own freaking lies. They believe that even though they've been gaslighting you, manipulating you, cheating, lying, whatever it is they've been doing, when you can't take any more and you begin to, react back, that reactive abuse per se, they see themselves as a victim. So they will then start saying a lot of these things. So not only are they creating more fights and more problems than normal, they literally start saying things that make them look like a victim. And when you question that and say, wait a minute, that's not how it was, they don't believe you. They say no, they will defend it. They will literally believe their own lies. And I feel like this is why it's so incredibly dangerous being in these relationships, because how it mentally changes our brains. Like literally your brain chemistry is being altered in these relationships. It cannot not be. When you're subjected to that kind of on again, off again, never knowing what kind of mood they're going to be in every day, you're living in your sympathetic nervous system, your fight or flight daily. And it takes a massive toll. And go into the discarding. So if those things are happening, along with plenty of other little things as well, you notice that their phone is never out anymore, and maybe it never was either. But there's lots of telltale signs. They're coming home late from work, that you never know where they really are, because they're grooming and looking for new supply. And I know some narcissists have two phones as well. People have said to me recently, I never knew my narcissist had two phones, and I found out after the fact. And they do, because not all of them, but many of them do. So you just don't know what's going on. But here's the thing I want to say to you. Getting out of a narcissistic relationship is so freaking hard and painful, because you remember all the good times and close connections you have. Now, some people say, was that even real? My answer to that is, it really does depend on the individual, because I know that there are narcissistic people that I've spoken to actually that say it was really real. It was real. But then when they started, doing XYZ, it irritated me so much that I just wanted out, and I did want to find new supply. I wanted to find somebody to tell me how good I was. There are, of course, other narcissists that are incredibly shallow and shut down, that everything is almost like an act. Everything is so external. They just want that person so they look good and they feed off that person to inflate their self-esteem. There's no real depth or connection ever, even though they make out there is to the person, because they're wanting something from that person. As soon as that person starts saying, hey, you can't treat me like this, because the narcissist is so unstable with their moods, they go off that person and they quickly move on to the next supply very quickly. And that's generally how you know you're with a true narcissist as well, because most people that have love for a person, they can't just, their love goes like deep, right? When a narcissist's relationship ends, they are quickly able to move on to another relationship. I'm not talking about one night stands so much, because I feel like many people can just go and do the one night stands. Not that that's right or wrong, but with narcissists, they tend to get into new relationships quickly. Right? And that's basically what it is. So to encapsulate this message today, my point is, look for those signs if you're getting a feeling that something's up again in that relationship, because I don't want you to go through that feeling of being discarded or whatever it is. I want you to take your power back and understand that if you're in this situation now, that the only way to heal and get out of what you're in is to make the decision that you are going to put yourself first and not stay in this situation. It isn't easy. And I will do a podcast on this about leaving a narcissistic relationship. I have done some in the past, but I feel like I'm more attuned to it now, probably because I've been sharing so much information on it and drawing on my own experiences in a really deep way, that there is a lot more to be said and shared. So look out for that one that's coming, guys. Yeah, you can't keep going along on this path and not expect to feel exhausted, drained, concerned, worried. You don't know where you stand with a narcissist. You're all over the place. They can be kind, like I said, and caring at times, and then they can switch and turn. And everyone's situation is slightly different, but you need to have a plan. You need to have a plan about how you're going to move through this when this relationship ends. Because I feel many people that get stuck after the narcissistic relationship ends, it's because they haven't got something to fill that space where the narcissist once was, and they're lost and it's confusing and confronting, which is why therapist or a coach is really important as well. So I hope that's given you a bit of an outline, guys. I'm sorry if that's a bit vague today. I didn't plan on hopping on this morning, but I felt called to. I just literally felt like I need to share that piece of advice. So somebody must be needing to hear this, or I wouldn't have felt called to get onto this podcast and share. Plenty of things coming up, guys, with my coaching business, helping you, heal after narcissistic relationships, but also with my business coach partner, we are going to be helping people heal from toxic relationships and find the love of their life. And that is something I cannot wait to be sharing as well. So stay tuned. If you have any questions, please message me at my email, which is salbella3@gmail.com. Please come on over to my Instagram. But you will find me more these days on TikTok, Sally Kalen Relationship Coach. If you need any questions answered, like I say, message me. If you are interested in working as a VIP client, one-to-one, all the one-to-one coaching is very different to what I share, obviously. So please reach out and ask me about that. I am sending you love today and wishing you all the best. And I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast. And please share these podcasts if you find them helpful. I'll talk to you soon, guys.